Shalom Aleichem Ravos, I hope all is well. Right now we're holding by Erev Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. We've already done Bedikas Chametz in Chutz Laretz in America. We're going to be doing Bedikas Chametz in a couple of hours. So I just wanted to give a little bit of a discussion, wanted to schmooze a little bit about the Ashkafa of Pesach, give a little bit of a Pesach pump up, what messages we can take away from all the Avoda and the preparation of Pesach, getting ready for the Seder night. No doubt everybody realizes the immense amount of preparation that goes into getting ready for Pesach, whether you're involved with it yourself, or you see your parents doing it, or your family doing it. But everybody knows the incredible, for weeks and weeks and weeks, we prepare to get rid of the chametz. We can't have any chametz in the cracks and the crevices. We go looking for the chametz tonight with flashlights, with candles, to make sure there's no chametz anywhere. We make even a little tiny bit of chametz. Usually, if you have some sort of iser, achila, bas mechalav, whatever, what have you, let's say milk falls into a fleishig pot. So, as you may know, the shear for the milk to turn a treif is something called batal b'shishim. That if you have 60 pieces of meat corresponding to the piece of milk, so then the 60 cancels out. The meat cancels out the milk and everything is mutter. But we know that chametz is asur b'mashu, that you can't have any bit of chametz. Even if you have an enormous pot of soup and you have a tiny smeck of bread that falls into the soup, so the whole thing is treif, the whole thing is chametz stick. What is it that about chametz that we have to destroy so utterly, so thoroughly, that we can't have any remnant of it whatsoever? So I'll pee, again, with the hashkafic idea, let's turn to our Gemara and Brachos. If you've been listening to Shiurim on Pesach, no doubt you've heard this Gemara referenced once or twice. It's a funny Gemara, but it mentions something that's very relevant for us. The Gemara there talks about different tefillos, different prayers that different Rebbeim used to say. And then one that's shaykh for us is the following. Tefillah of Rabbi Alexandri. Rabbi Alexandri Basra Damatzli Omer Hachi. After he would pray, after he would daven, Rabbi Alexandri would say the following. Ribon Ha'olamim, Akash Baruch Hu, Galui V'yadu Lefanecha, it is revealed to you, Sheretzoneinu Lasos Ritzonecha, that it is our will to do what your will. Really, we want to do what you want to do, what you want us to do. We want to do the right thing. We want to do the mitzvos. Umima Akev, but who stops us from doing the mitzvos? Su'or Shebi'isa, the yeast in the dough. It's obviously very strange. V'shibin Malchios, and the affliction of the governments, not for now. Yiratzol milfanecha, may it be your will, shetatzilenu miadam, that you should save us from their hand. V'nashuv lasos chukei ritzonecha b'leivav shalem, and that we should return to do your mitzvos and your will with a full heart. What in the world is he talking about? Why does he daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for him to save us from the yeast in the dough? So Rashi points out that it's not actually, obviously, if you haven't figured it out by now, it's not referring to actual yeast and actual dough. Rashi writes, Seor Shebi'isa, Yetzer Hara Shebilvavenu. That's a euphemism or a nickname for the Yetzer Hara that's in our hearts. And then Rashi adds one more word, Hamach Mitzenu, that makes us into chametz. And the parallel is as follows, that chametz, yeast, is something that makes the dough fluffy, enjoyable. Right? And that is parallel to the taivas and the desires that we have inside of us, that the Yetzer Hara kind of fattens us up, makes us desire things that are outside the realm of halacha, makes us have us all these taivas and etc., etc. So the yeast in the dough, that kind of fattens up the bread, right? Bread works without yeast. Yeast is extraneous, right? The bread is made with flour and water. You don't need yeast to make bread, but the yeast kind of spices it up. So too, the Yetzer Hara spices up our lives in a way that's unnecessary, in a way that's unnatural. And therefore he compared the Yetzer Hara to the yeast in the dough, and therefore that makes us chametz, that turns us into chametz. And the mashal is that the chametz in our lives, right, is the taiva and the sinning and the Yetzer Hara that controls us so much. So on Pesach, what do we do on Pesach? Again, what are we holding? We're holding 6 months after Yom Kippur, literally halfway, right? We've had tshuva, tefillah, and stuck on Yom Kippur. 6 months later, time to reevaluate. We get rid of all the chametz in our house. We spend weeks making sure there is no chametz whatsoever in the cracks and the crevices and the tiny holes. Nothing in our food We go have incredible chumras just to make sure there's no chametz inside of us, because hopefully the message would be that we should also go to certain lengths to make sure to remove the yetzer hara inside of us. That we should have no remnant of taiva and gaiva and all these physical desires. We should go get rid of them completely. We shouldn't have even a tiny, tiny bit, even a mashahu of the yetzer hara inside of us. There's a story I heard about it from one of the Hasidic Rebbes. I think it was the Ishbitzer, but I don't remember. Lamaisa works with obviously any Hasidic Rebbe, that after Bedikas Chometz, he would turn to his family, he would open his jacket, and he would say, okay, now it's time for us to do Bedikas Chometz on ourselves. And the idea is such that we should try and search within us for all unnecessary taivas and desires, things that perhaps we do outside the realm of halacha, and try to get rid of it. Just another word, very quick word, also about this whole idea of us using Pesach as kind of a barometer for ourselves, to kind of as a model for what we should do in our own lives. The following beautiful idea I read in the name of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Always try to make sure to add that in, because no matter how much Narishkeit you get with Lubavitcher Rebbe, he was still incredible tzadik, and he had some pretty good Divrei Torah. So I ended up with a Agada of the Lubavitcher Rebbe in my house. I don't even know how that happened. But I was flipping through it, and he has a beautiful pshat on Halach Ma'anya. As you know, we start Magid with Halach Ma'anya. This is the bread of affliction. And if you read it in English, right, they wrote it in Aramaic so that people can understand it, right? Yeah, so we should probably read it in English, because that's the language that we understand. So anyway, if you read it in English, it makes absolutely no sense. This is the bread of affliction with which our forefathers ate in Egypt. That's not true. The Pasuk says clearly that they ate it when they left Egypt. Right, this is a Maharal points that out, that Bnei Israel did not eat matzah in Egypt. Okay, all who are hungry, let them come and eat. All who are needy, let them come and celebrate. What in the world? We are not in shul. We are not in the street. There are no hobos coming over to our house. We are not screaming this out the window. Obviously, it's a famous question that you've all heard. Now we are here. Next year, we will be in the land of Israel. Okay, that's great if you're in Chutz Laaretz, but let's say you're in Eretz Yisrael. So do you skip that? I don't skip that line, even though my Seder is going to be here. Now we are slaves. Next year we may be free men. We are not slaves. Baruch Hashem, Jews have not been slaves for, you know, not so many years, but currently we're not slaves. If there was a time period when we were not slaves, do we get rid of this line? What is going on here? So based on all of these questions, the Lubavitcher Rebbe says very beautiful. Halach Ma'anya is not literal. It's not supposed to be some sort of historical framework, which the Malbim writes that Halach Ma'anya is basically a collection of the way they used to start the Seder over the generations, but not for now. The Baba Trevi says very beautiful. He says, Halach Ma'anya is here to answer one question, and that question is so large it looms over the entire Seder, and we must answer it before we start. And that question is, how can we celebrate freedom if we're still in exile? Meaning, the effects of Yetzias Mitzrayim have not lasted, right? Yetzias Mitzrayim, Bnei Yisrael were taken from the 49th level of Tumah all the way to the highest level. They got the Torah, right? They were on the highest, they were doing great. And unfortunately, that has not lasted until today. We live in a society of schmutz. We live in a world that, you know, attacks us at every angle, every opportunity. We are still, for all intents and purposes, in Mitzrayim, in the culture of Mitzrayim. And it seeps into our lives. So how is this? So the opening line is satirical. This is not the bread of redemption. It's the bread of affliction. That we are still afflicted with the same ills of Mitzrayim, of Egyptian culture. Now we are here. Now we are slaves. How can we celebrate this redemption? It says that Baba Shrevi, very beautiful, that the answer is at the end. Yes, now we are here, meaning now we are in Chutz Laaretz, figuratively, if not literally. And now we are slaves. Now we are slaves to our Yetzer Hara. We are slaves to society and culture and everything that impacts us. So how can we dare celebrate the redemption of Yetzias Mitzrayim? The answer is the end. Next year we'll be in Eretz Yisrael, and next year we'll be free men. Meaning we have the ability to take our own Yetzias Mitzrayim. We are able to get ourselves out of being slaves and out of this Egyptian culture and this Egyptian world that we're in. Right, we have the ability. If Kodesh Baruch Hu was always ready to redeem us, right? Very beautifully Chabadnik, not to make a joke out of it, but that's, you know, kind of the a classic message, but it's a beautiful message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to redeem us. His Hashem is always there to help us, and we just have to take it. And this is perhaps the most important message of the Seder night, and with this we'll close. Then we, perhaps, you know, this is a famous line, B'chol dor v'dor chayev adam liris ha'atzmo ke'ilu hu yatzo mimitzrayim. Every year a person has to see himself as if he left Egypt. Right? We usually assume that that means just like, oh yeah, just so you can get in tune with the story, you can really appreciate what happened way back then, so you can relive the story as best you can. No, it's not what it means. It means that each person has the ability to have Yetzias Mitzrayim of himself. Each person is somewhat a slave to the Mitzri-like world that we live in. And we all have the ability to have our own Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? Chayev Adam Liris Atzmo Kilu Hu Yatzam Yimitzrayim. You have the ability to get out of Egypt. You have the ability to resist the Taivas. You have the ability to get rid of that Chametz that's inside of you. So we just have to tap into that. And Mitzvah Hashem, we should be Zocha in this crazy world, the stories of appeasement with Iran and all these crazy stuff going on. Right? Mitzvah Hashem, we should all be Zocha to internalize the message of Pesach, to get rid of all the chametz in our lives, and in that way be Zocha to Gula Shlema b'mehar v'yameinu. Amen.